Welcome to today's People's Bank. Let's talk Knoxville. I'm Perry Bell. On today's program, I speak with Jenny Koenig as we talk about her being on the top 10 under 40 list in Marion County.
I'm with Jenny, and we are going to talk today about top 10 under 40. You were named to that list, Jenny, and tell me what your thoughts were of being named to that list.
Well, first of all, I was honored to still be under 40. But I was really honored and really excited to be nominated, and it was a big surprise for me, and yeah, I guess humbled is how I feel about that.
It's only 10 people on the calendar.
I know, and it.
You're one of 10.
That's right. Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I bet it is. Yeah. Can you give us a little background about yourself?
Sure. So I graduated from Pleasantville in 2003. And went to Central for a couple years, had some kids and got married and did all that, lived in Iowa City for a little while, and then we moved back to Pleasantville in 2015, and that is when we started Pleasantville Youth Initiative, which is the work that I do, and that's how I ended up on the top 10. So, yeah.
And who'd you say nominated you?
So my co-founder, Emily Hawkins, she's actually the one who nominated me, and that was really sweet of her, and I felt bad because she deserves the honor just as much as I do, so I wish I would have thought to nominate her, but she nominated me first, so I guess I owe her one.
Okay. What one word, we'll start on the list, what one word best describes you?
Yeah, so when I saw that question, it was hard for me to answer because it's hard for me to think. Maybe it's hard for everybody to come up with a word for themselves. But compassionate is the one that I ended up on. I am pretty compassionate about other people. So.
And what's your educational background?
Yeah, so Central College for a couple of years. And then withdrew from there to focus on my kids and doing that. And then most of my educational background has a lot of, it's more like an apprenticeship, in pastoral work and ministry. I've had a lot of experience in children's ministry and youth ministry. And, so that's sort of where a lot of my experience comes in, but also, digital marketing. I've done DMACS digital marketing classes too, and I have that certificate as well.
List any boards or volunteer activities.
I also work at Celebrate Church here in Knoxville part-time as their digital media leader. And when I'm there, I also volunteer there and do a lot of youth ministry there as well. I get to lead the sixth grade girls, and that's a lot of fun. Direct a couple of camps every summer. And yeah, so that's kind of other than the work that I'm doing. Yep.
What type of career advancement opportunities exist for young professionals in Marion County?
Mm-hmm. I think there are so many. It's hard to even have time to list all of them. There's so many opportunities for growth also in Marion County that people kind of overlook it, I think. But young professionals can grow here, live here. And we're also close enough to Des Moines that it's a great place to live and grow, and you have professional opportunities all around you, I guess.
What is the best part of living in this county, Marion County?
Marion County feels familiar. It feels like home. I feel like wherever you go, whatever town I'm in, whether I'm in Pella, Knoxville, Pleasantville, Melcher, whatever Marion County town it is, there's something about it that there's something that we all have. And I don't know if it's our kindness. I'm not sure what it is exactly, but love that about Marion County. Also, we have great cities, and we have Lake Red Rock, and it's just a great place to live.
Yeah. Where do you go to relax or hang out with friends in Marion County?
So Pleasantville has the OG Smoky Row, so the original Smoky Row, and so that is usually where I'm at, or any Mexican restaurant around here. That's where I'm hanging out, so.
Okay. What are your three favorite hobbies or interests?
Oh my gosh. I love studying the Bible and biblical history. I love all of that. I love documentaries. And I also just really love laughing with friends and family and being with people. I'm really passionate about people's stories. And so the more I can sit and listen and get to know people, the happier I am. So those are my hobbies.
Who's been a mentor for you?
Definitely my parents. So my parents, John and Cindy Clausen, pastors my whole life. And so I got to watch them really be selfless and serve others as I grew up. But they were also really big on making sure that I had mentors around me. So I have a lot of mentors. And so I owe that to my parents. So,
what is your biggest wish for the county?
My biggest wish is that Marion County would have the least lonely people in the United States. That everybody in Marion County would have somewhere to connect, somewhere to go, someone who cares about them.
That's an interesting answer.
Yeah.
What is your greatest passion?
I'm very passionate about my faith. Following Jesus is really important to me. And I think as I do that, I also, you know, he cared about people, and that's why I care about people. So I would say people are my passion, and helping them have a good life is important to me.
Tell us a little bit about your family.
So I'm married to Michael Koenig. He's a wrestling coach in Pleasantville. And then I have two kids in high school, Addie, who's a freshman, and Silas, who is a junior, going to be a senior next year.
And again, this has to be pretty exciting, this award.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm just honored. And I honestly, I've never really gotten an award before. And so I was really honored and excited to get the award. Of course, I felt undeserving, but it was really cool. So, yeah.
Is there anything else you'd like to add as we close this down?
Yeah, just that people, I would encourage people to learn more about Pleasantville Youth Initiative and the work that we are doing in Pleasantville to just be a light in that community. We work really hard to help meet needs and make life better for people in Pleasantville and Marion County. So PleasantvilleYouthInitiative.org is where, or PVILLYI.org is where they can find more about Pleasantville Youth Initiative.
Okay, yeah, thank you for your time.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks to Jenny Koenig for joining us on today's People's Bank Let's Talk Knoxville. People's Bank in Knoxville, Pleasantville, Carlisle, Indianola, and more. Service you expect from people you trust. Member FDIC. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at knakrls.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.